One of my favorite topics. Now, we've been talking a lot of soccer on this program of late, U.S. men's national team. And now, you may or may not know this, but Atlanta is a huge, huge soccer town. We are joined by a goalkeeper for Atlanta United, also the U.S. national team's goalkeeper. He led Atlanta to the MLS Cup last season. He played 9 seasons in England, 60 caps, a member of 2 World Cup teams, and the season opener at D.C. United, March 3rd, 6 p.m. Eastern. Brad Gazan is my guest. Brad, it's a mouthful, man. That's a good intro. Good to have you on. How are you?
Appreciate you having me. Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Very good. And I want to get into it. Atlanta is a really good soccer town. But let me go back a little bit first. You joined Atlanta in July of 2017 and was halfway through your first season in the league. You're from Illinois, but you had been in England for nearly a decade. So coming into this, what kind of expectations did you have, not only for the team, but for the fans in this area?
I knew, having conversations with Carlos Bocanegra, Darren Eales, upper management, that they were going to do things right. But of course, you never know how far it can really go until it actually happens. And to then get involved in and be here in Atlanta and see the fan base, see the reaction to the team, it was huge. And so to have that here in the United States, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Now, you play your home matches in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the Super Bowl is going to be on Sunday. Initially, the thought was, in some corners, man, that's too big a swing. That is just too ambitious for a team so new to be playing in such a large venue. And then 70,000 people show up for a game, and then they do it again. When that stadium is rocking, what's that feel like as a player?
Yeah, it's electrifying. The vibe inside of it, from start to finish, it's massive for the players that are on the field. And so these guys for the Super Bowl are going to experience that from the first minute to the last minute. It should be exciting. Day.
And it's one thing to have a massive crowd for a regular season match, but when you first stepped onto the field for the Cup Final last month and you heard the crowd that day, what did that feel like? Have you ever heard a stadium that loud before a match even started?
To have that atmosphere during the warm-ups, it was tremendous. And I think that was kind of the sign that it was going to be a great day. When you go out to warm up and you get a buzz from the first second you step on the field, that's all you can ask for as a player.
So when you look back on that final and the 2-0 win, what memories do you have? What sticks out the most from that day?
I think just the pure excitement. Not many athletes in their, you know, whatever sport they're playing, respective sport, they get a chance to play in a final. And so to be a part of a final in your home stadium in here in Atlanta with the vibe that we've been able to create and then ultimately win it, it's like I said, that's what you play the game for.
Ken, what about the vibe in Atlanta? I mean, for instance, every time I have a coach on the show, we talk culture, and it's always about the culture within the locker room, the culture within the program. It's not just about you guys. I mean, this particular instance is about the entire city. You've got programs like soccer in the streets, station soccer fields at subway stations. How would you describe the way this town, this city, has taken to the team and the sport?
It's embraced us with open arms. And when you think of Georgia, when you think of Atlanta, when you think of the southeast of the United States, you think of SEC football, you think of American football.
Right.
And to come now, it all started with a vision from Arthur Blank. And I don't think he expected it to blow up in such a positive way the way it has. And so, when you put the proper pieces in place, you give yourself the possibility for success, and we've been able to do that.
Brad Gazan joining us. He is the goalkeeper for Atlanta United, also the U.S. national team. So then, considering what this team means to this town, what did it mean to you guys to deliver this town that cup?
It was huge. It was huge. Everyone was talking about breaking the curse and the fact that we the city of Atlanta hadn't won a title since, I think it was the Braves back in 90, 95 or 94. So they were talking about that. And so to have grown men and women coming up to you, crying, thanking you to deliver a championship.
What's that like as a pro athlete? People are crying.
No, exactly. It takes you by surprise for sure. But at the end of the day, that's, like I said, as a player, as a professional athlete, it's a business and you want to win. You play to win. And so to follow through and deliver a trophy on a big stage, it's fantastic.
Well, so you played domestically, then you went to England, as I mentioned. What was the experience in England like for you, both as a player and as a person?
Well, I think you talk about culture and the sport of soccer, you know, football, as they call it over there. It's the end-all, be-all. It's what everyone looks forward to on the weekends. People work hard to be able to buy tickets to go to the games and support their teams. It means everything to them. And so to go into that environment as an American and have the opportunity to play in the best league in the world against the best players, It was a dream come true.
How were you treated as an American in that situation?
At first, you have to earn the respect, not only as a person, but also probably more importantly as a player. And you have to prove that you can play and you can hold your own and ultimately help the team be successful. And those are the types of challenges that when Americans go abroad, that they're faced with on a daily basis of constantly trying to prove to their teammates, the coaching staff, and the fans that they can cut it.
All right, so then you come back to the MLS. How different is the league right now than when you were first in the league?
Night and day. To see the league and how it's grown so much, both in the stadium in terms of atmosphere, attendance, but also the quality in terms of on the pitch product with the players that they're attracting. Clearly, more South Americans are now looking at Major League Soccer as an idea to not only just use it as a stepping stone to Europe, but also staying here and plying their trade and really making a name for themselves.
And you always see this in every sport, too. When you win it all, you're never sure who you can keep, who's going to stay, a coach, a manager, a player. There was this thought that Joseph Martinez might be moving on. He was the league MVP last year. There was a lot of interest from international teams, but he signed an extension, first off, purely as a teammate. What was your reaction when you heard the news of the new deal?
I was so happy for him. He's such a good guy. He gives this persona that he's an angry, mean guy all the time. Off the field, he's a fantastic guy. And so for him and his family to set up shop here in Atlanta and call Atlanta home, I was over the moon for him. And obviously, on a professional level, you want someone like that scoring goals on your team.
Well, not only that, but what's to say about the team? What's to say about the town? What's to say about the opportunity that he had other opportunities? I mean, he could have very easily have gone someplace else, but chose instead to stay here. What's that tell you about this situation?
I think it speaks volumes for what going back to what you mentioned, the culture of what we've created here in Atlanta in terms of the type of soccer that we try to play on a day in and day out basis, but ultimately how much he's respected and loved here in this city from our fantastic fan base. And when you have that as a player, you don't need to go looking elsewhere.
Before I let you go, Brad, let me ask you about your new head coach of the U.S. national team, Greg Berhalter. He's been on the show a couple of times since he was named to that position. I know that you were not in the most recent camp because you had Champions League play starting soon. What was your reaction initially to the announcement that he got that job?
I was excited. You look at his past history in terms of the clubs he's managed and the style that they play. They have a real identity. They have an understanding of what he wants. And as a team and as a national team program of where we were to now where we're looking to go, you needed somebody to come in and really put their stamp on the team and say, listen, this is how we're going to play. This is how we want to go about our business and really take the next step as a national team. And so to have him leading the charge, I think it's going to be great for the long run.
I couldn't be more impressed with him, the way he approaches it, his discipline, his focus, his intellect. At the same time, it's a big ask, right? How can this thing come together as quickly as it needs to come together when you don't spend a lot of time together?
That's one of the tricky situations of being a national team manager, but also being a national team player. You've got guys coming from all over the world,
right,
playing at different clubs all around the world, be it fitness, be it styles of play from their club teams that they spend every day with. And that's when you need the team, the chemistry, the bond, the off-the-field relationships to really say, when we go into battle for 10 days and we've got two games that are World Cup qualifiers, that you're going to have everyone's back and there's going to be a real fighting spirit and a real attitude that says, hey, listen, when we cross the white line to go out and play, nothing's going to go against us, and we're going to be in it together.
And then finally, how important is that CONCACAF Champions League to you and to the club?
It's massive. To be an MLS club and be the first one to hopefully raise that trophy, that would be tremendous. And so obviously we start that before our league season. That's going to be our focus. Mentally, physically, it's a bit of a challenge. We know that, but we're going to be up for it.
Brad, I've not been outside yet today. What's going on out there? How's it look, man? Yeah. There's no windows in here. I have no idea what's going on.
It's all right. Sunny, a little rain.
Sunny.
A little wet. We're good.
All right, man. You're not lying to me, right?
Nope, not at all.
I wouldn't even know. That's good.
All good.
All right, he's a goalkeeper for Atlanta United, also for the U.S. national team. Brad Guzan, my guest. Brad, really nice to visit with you. Thank you very much, and great to have you on.
Appreciate it for having me.
Great seeing you. Good luck with that. Had to change up on you. We're talking soccer. Get used to it. We're going to keep doing it, too. U.S. men's national team has a new head coach. And we just talked to the goalkeeper as well, Brad Guzan. Good to see you, Brad. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely.